Let's go to Philippians 4:4. Praise God. Whew, I don't know how far we're going to get in that. We'll try. Lord, we'll do whatever you want us to do. You are the boss. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Trying to find my way through the Bible while I'm floating around here. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly treasures will bring earthly treasures. Heavenly treasures will bring earthly treasures. And the heavenly treasures are being unheavened as we speak. And earthly treasures will be unearthed very shortly. I have those in the earth at this time who will begin to move forward in all that I've called them into. And I will not hold them back, and the enemy will not hold them back. My earthly treasure shall come forth because of a fresh heavenly outpouring upon my people. Thank you. You should just receive that because that's you. You are an earthly treasure. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where's Philippians? Help me, Lord. Glory to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Yeah, I know. I'm just getting too high in the spirit to... Thank you, Jesus. Margaret said, it's after Ephesians. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. All right, everybody that's standing up, stay standing. Now look around to those who's sitting and run over to them and say, rejoice in the Lord. 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 Glory to God. All right, veteran saints, remember, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. Again, I say rejoice. Sit down. I gotta quit singing. I've had a long singing day already. Okay, praise the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. Hold it. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Look at somebody say, be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. So it said, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. giving thanks. Let your request be made known unto God. So, you know, we're a few days from Thanksgiving. And it's a wonderful day, and people call it Turkey Day. And gosh, Mac, I don't know where my turkey hat is.
I have a picture.
You do? Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, so, you know, and everybody stops and thinks, well, I'm thankful for the family. I'm thankful for my kids. I'm thankful for church and everything that God has bestowed on us. And the songs were so perfectly selected today. That was awesome. Thanksgiving is more than a day. And we know that here. It's a way of life. And Thanksgiving involves valuing and remembering. Remembering and valuing. Amen. We remember, we value what's been done for us, what's been given to us. And, you know, church, thankfulness is more than just good manners. We've taught our kids, you were taught by your mama to say thank you. Always say thank you. But it's more than that. It's really not a very light thing. It's a very heavy thing. I want to tell you this. Thanksgiving is the key to receiving. Yes. It's the key to receiving. Thanksgiving opens a spiritual law. And when they gave thanks in the Bible, the glory came. They were praising the Lord. They were giving thanks and the glory would show up. Amen. The Lord loves Thanksgiving. And so we need to thank God, but we need to thank God specifically. You know, not just, and I recommend sitting around the table and saying what you're thankful for. I do. But it needs to be more than that. It needs to be specific, and you need to stop and think about it. You need to think about it. There's a significant difference between thinking about what you can be thankful for and thinking about what you don't have. We have so much. We have so much. We're so blessed. And in the path of giving thanks is light. I don't know if people realize that. You know, the devil wants you to gripe and complain. It's a big deal with him because that's the path of darkness. Absolutely the path of darkness. Remember, church, this is about the heart. Understand this. The receiving heart is the thankful heart. And when you're grateful, when you're thankful, there's nothing between you and the Savior. There's nothing between you. Amen. Isn't that precious? I heard people say many times that they sow, but they're not receiving. Well, I've been sowing seed, but I don't seem to receive. Well, might be time to check your heart. Might be time to see if you're saying thank you enough, if you're thankful. Because that absolutely is your answer. Because the receiving heart is the thankful heart. Remember Korah in Numbers in the Bible? You know, out there with Moshe out there? So remember he griped and complained and then got everybody griping and complaining. Well, you brought us out here to die. Well, blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. It was a bad situation. They were just an ungrateful bunch. And they didn't have pleasant things turn out for them. And I want to read to you, this is Romans 1:20, I want to read to you what it's like to be like them. So catch this, this is Romans 1:20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. But became vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart was what?
Darkened.
Did I tell you that griping and complaining is the way to darkness? It's a way to darkness. Yeah. Thankfulness brings light. Complaining brings darkness. And so they were not thankful and their heart was darkened. Folks, this should be our attitude right here. This should be our attitude. I will not insult my God. I will not vacillate between light and dark. We just want to be light. We just want to be thankful. There should be no complaining and always thanksgiving. Yes. Listen, get it straight in your mind. You're not thanking God for the problem, but you're thanking God in the problem. God didn't cause the problem. Then you're not praising Him for the problem, but you're praising Him in the problem, because He's the one that's going to make the problem go away. So instead of when something happens, instead of kicking the tire and cussing, you can say, well, thank you, Jesus. There's a way out of this. Because it's a key issue. There's always a way out. God always has a way out. God always has a way to bring you back to better life. Always, always. There's always a way. But it's not going to do you any good to get on the dark side. And the, I don't know why. Pouting. Oh, yeah. Maybe we need to recognize what that is. Maybe as adults, you know, we see kids and we go, stop pouting. But maybe as adults, we need to learn to recognize whether we're pouting or not. You may discover that you've been pouting about something. And you need to, no pouting, no pity parties. Besides that, you're the only one that comes. That's not a good party when you're the only one there, right? Amen. But you know, listen, church. You really can grow up out of that stuff. You can really start taking charge of your life by the help of the Holy Spirit and say, you're not going to act like that. Just stop it. Sometimes I have to do that 3 or 4 times a day. But you get in good practice of it and it'll go away real quick. Sometimes you go, no. No, I will. I will put on my right face and I will go forward. Amen.
Amen.
You have to. Sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror and say, listen, you will straighten up. You are not going to spend the day misbehaving like this and thinking of all the reasons why they did you wrong. And why did I don't want it? Me. Just come on. Put a smile on your face. Say, you know what? This is going to be a good day. I'm not going there. Not going to pout. Not going to have a pity party. Amen.
Amen.
Some of y'all are frowning at me, so we may have to cast the devil out of you in a minute. Just kidding. We have so much to be thankful for. And we're so spoiled as Americans. And this is a little bit of discomfort. And we're like, ha. Ah. And we don't like it. It's hot. I'm cold. I'm hungry. I say that every day at 1 o'clock. I'm going to quit doing that. You want to think about that? Because hunger is under the curse.
Go ahead. Yeah. Wow.
This will be a test. You'll have to help me. Because we laugh about it. Because I always walk in there and go, I'm hungry, Mother. Really, I am. Like the little Dalmatian on... It's okay to be hungry for lunch. Don't misunderstand me. But put it in its proper place that you're just not repeating all the time. And, you know, you're just hungry all the time. I heard Brother Copeland say, I was hungry all the time. And he probably was saying, I'm hungry all the time. But the Lord showed him that things needed to be corrected in his body that helped that hunger go away. And that's all I'm going to say about that before Thanksgiving Day. We'll just move right along. So there should always be gratitude. It opens spiritual laws. Now, look at this. You're in faith if you're thankful. Yeah, that's right. Thankfulness is the faith test. If someone gives you something and you take it, and you say thank you, I want to walk through this really slow with you. Why? If someone gives you something, you take it and you say thank you. Why? Because now you have it and you are grateful. Okay, Pastor, we're talking about, walk with me. Just walk with me on this because we're talking about faith. You can tell when someone's really in faith and has not gone back and doubted in their hearts because they say something different to God. If they're not in faith, they'll keep asking. If they're not in faith, they'll start wondering and it'll come out their mouth. But if they're in faith, you'll hear thank you. Why? Because it was given to you. You received it. Now you have it. So you're thankful for it. So thank you are words from someone who's in faith. I hope you stepped over into that with me. See what I'm saying? It's a whole different picture. So I have faith in God and I have the faith of God. So I believe I will. I take it. I have it. I thank you for it. And I always forgive. The six eyes of faith, right? Have a cookie. Believe I will.
I take it.
Try it.
I have it.
I thank you for it. And I always forgive. Now, do you need to write that over there in your 11:23? Mark 11:23. See. Okay. Now, so if you got it, you took it, you have it, so you're thankful for it. So you're thanking God for something you already have. Thank you, Lord, for my new house. Thank you, Lord, for my new car. Thank you, Lord, for my new income. Thank you, Lord, for my new job. Thank you, Lord, for Aunt Bessie coming into the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for Uncle JoJo being healed. Thank you, Lord, for Uncle Buck getting out of jail. Thank you, Lord, for whatever it is. If you're in faith, that's what you're saying. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that job. I have that job. Thank you, Jesus, for that job. I'm so thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Then you know you're in faith. Now, this is cool right here. Can I add that, Lord? I will. I'm going to go over to 11:23. Y'all know where I'm going.
Yep.
Okay. So, I want to show you something. All right. Verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man that has... Oh, sorry, I'm in Mark 9, 10. Have the faith of God, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart. Now, I think I'm jumping ahead of my notes, but I'm going to do it anyway. No, I'm not going to do it. The Lord's halted me. But get that picture because we're right on here. Okay, Lord, I'm helping you. We're going to teach for just a minute, okay? I went through the steps, Lord. Okay, I'm talking to the Lord. Lord, I went through the steps. I asked you about what I wanted, and you said yes. Healing, you fill in the blank, okay? All right. I got a picture of it in my imagination. Okay? You asked the Lord, he said yes. You found it in the scripture that he said yes. Or he, Holy Spirit said yes. Okay? You got a picture of it in your imagination. You sowed a seed of the word. And you're standing on the word. You're in this incubation right here. Okay. And you possibly sowed a seed, particularly that would be a good idea to do. You sow a seed then of whatever sort the Lord would tell you to. Okay. Now, I will not doubt would be the next thing. Doubting in your heart. Doubt means double. So you're fluctuating between whether you believe it or not. But if you'll stop right there and use two words, you'll pull yourself out of that. Here's the two words. Thank you. Thank you. Then it didn't come. You thought that. Thank you, Lord, that I have it. Thank you that I have my harvest. Well, they're all getting their. Well, thank you, Lord, that I have my harvest. Thank you, Lord. Art got his harvest instead of going, why didn't I get mine? You know, that's how Ahab was. You remember Ahab and Jezebel? Ahab would pout until Jezebel would get in there and start controlling things.
Well.
Moving right along. So you stop right there. What will keep you from doubting once you, what will keep you from doubting once you, have received? Thanking God every day that you receive. Thank you, Lord, I received my healing. Thank you, Lord, I already received my healing. Thank you, Lord, I already believe for the miracle for John. Thank you, Lord, that I believe. Thank you, Lord, that I, thank you for it, Lord. That's what people in faith do. They don't circle back around. No, thank you that it's done. Thank you, Lord, that the children in America will not be harmed. We believe we receive it, and we're going to keep saying. Now, when it comes to people, you do continue to pray. But we can still use our faith on it and still thank you for it.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you that truth is found out. We believe we receive that truth will be found out, and truth will be found out in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Glory to God. Okay, so thank God every day for what you have. Now, let me ask you a question. Is Jesus the author and finisher of your faith? Okay, so capacity for stronger faith and faith itself can grow?
Yes,
that's right. Okay, so thankfulness, or I'm going to call it an attitude of gratitude, can develop into something stronger or more mature. An attitude of gratitude can literally become a way of life.
Yes. Yes.
You'll always go there. Come on, church. You'll always go there instead of, wah, wah. You always go there. You just have to look around. Just look around. Just look at a baby. Just look at a little baby. I don't know why. I'm on babies right now. Every kid, every little bitty thing that walks by me, I'm going, oh. Just one, sometimes I want to say, I want one of those. And I think, no, you do not want one of those. But you want to look at one. I'm not coming to you. Just don't. No. Praise the Lord. I don't. No. Glory to God. But think about a baby and you're, I mean, thank you, Lord, for babies. And puppies. Thank you, Lord, for puppies. And thank you, Lord, for lakes. I skipped right over that, didn't I? Did you see that? All right. Thank you, Lord, for wildlife. Thank you, Lord, for... How many of y'all have been to Yellowstone Park? Wow! Aren't you grateful? I had a memory come up on my phone yesterday, and it was there at that gorge there, that where the waterfalls are, and I was like, Jesus, thank you for that park.
Yeah.
It's so beautiful.
It is.
We just stood out there with our binoculars and watched a big old black moose out there. Y'all know I love moose. And just, I mean, it's just so, and Pastor John, we were talking one day, and I said, well, I love Yellowstone, but Yosemite just has a beauty. And he says, you know, rocks, lady rocks, what Pastor John calls me. Probably still in heaven, he still call me lady rocks. He said, my daddy said that Yosemite was the most beautiful place he'd ever been. It is beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those redwood trees.
Yeah.
Thank you for the sequoias. Thank you, Lord, for the East Coast.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the beauty. And really, really, really thank you, Lord, for the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, thank you for that. Thank you for that, and thank you for travel. And thanks the greatest university in the world. Thank you for that. Thank you for, and now here's the biggest one. Thank you for Texas. And the hill country. I mean, glory to God. I mean, you so many things to be thankful for. So when those times come and it's like just a little out of order for you, you just say thank you.
Yep.
Sometimes some of the strangest little things happen and you're like, you're kidding me. And you can just go, you know what? Thank you, Lord. You always have a way out. He always has a way out. You know, some folks have not stopped complaining about where they are in life. They're constantly complaining. And that's why they're still there. See, they want to be promoted and they want to have new success, but they're just swirling in this gravitational whirlpool of ungratefulness. Because every day, oh, got to get up and do it again. I hate it. I'm miserable. Get out of whatever it is by starting with thank you. Thank you, Lord, I was breathing. Thank you, Lord, I woke up this morning. Thank you, Lord, that Jesus is my Lord and he paid for all my sins forever. Thank you that I'm going to heaven. Thank you that I'm free. Thank you that I'm blessed. Yeah, but you don't know about old so-and-so in my life. But God does. He'll take care of it. Thank you, Lord, that you'll take care of so-and-so. Praise the Lord. They're just a thorn in my flesh. Well, you know, Paul had to deal with a messenger like that. But the Bible says that God says, my grace is sufficient. And finally, Paul turned around and rebuked that messenger. And she was out of there. Church, there's an anointing on your life to get everything out of your way. But the darkness of complaining and insecurity and self-image will try to cloud that anointing that's on you. You know what you need to be bold enough to just get up every day and say, I'm anointed on a level that the world is not familiar with, all to the glory of God. And you, devil, are getting out of the way. And I will have my job. I will have my car. I will have my house. I will have my truck. I will have my dog. I'll have whatever it is. And I will have my anointing intact. And people will get delivered. And burdens will be removed. And yokes will be destroyed. And miracles will happen in my life. And I will go forward. That's what your mouth needs to be saying. Well, it's never worked for me. That's why. Just take your foot off, take your hand off the yoke. That's the plane steering wheel. Take your hand off the yoke, take your feet off the paddles, and let the plane level out. So says Brother Copeland, and I believe him. So if you'll do that and you'll give it over to God, no, Lord, I don't know how to get to the next place in my flesh. I don't know how. Except for this, what the Word has taught me. Thank you, Lord. And I'm going to be a good steward of this. Bree was talking to me about that, and I was blessed to hear what she said. She says, you know what? I'm going to be a good steward of what I have, and it's going to promote me to the next place. It is the truth. How many of you know Terry Savoy? It's Terry Savelle Foy. Hey, that's pretty good. Savoy. I'm talking too fast. Slow down. I got time on the clock. So she was on yesterday, and she was talking about cleaning out the clutter. I love her. And she's talking about the fact that when you, that T.L. Osborne said, if you can get in a place of tranquility, you will be creative. But when you're cluttered and things are messy, you can't. I mean, you got to, you know, straighten up your desk. I mean, every once in a while I have to do a good purge because all the paperwork comes into me and there's a pile on this side and a pile on this side and we go through them and then Amanda goes and she shreds and, you know, da, 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 and we do all that. But sometimes it gets piled up. It's a little piled up, but I can't stand it. But it just seems like when it's all clear, I can study better. Seems like when my little office study there is perfect, it's just so much better. Just seems like when their house is clean, it's so much better. It's just so nice when you're not driving down the road and you go around the corner and Coke cans and stuff, you know, Well, we don't do that too often in our car. Every once in a while, someone will leave something in it. But when your car is clean, because then you'll graduate to the next car. Because stewardship is a law. Well, isn't that the law, legalistic? No. No, it's just sowing and reaping. Whatever you take care of, you're going to be blessed. God will bless you. I have to tell you something funny. We took Gracie to the vet, and before we got there early, so we went across the street. We were looking at, we want to build another barn on our property. And so we pulled into the place across the street to look at the barn. And this guy comes running out. It's a salesman. And he goes, "Man, ma'am, I was on the inside talking to my boss, but when I saw Alexis pull up here, I hung up on him." And he said, "It's okay with me. I'll even take over the payments." And I said, "Brother, there's no payments on this car." You're talking wherever you go. You're preaching wherever you go. And he was like, "Oh, you know, all the glory goes to God. All the glory goes to God. And in His grace, He will help you clean up the place. He will. He will help you do it." So watch Terry Foy. She's got a handle on that. She gives you the steps to get things cleaned out. And it's a good thing. We have so much stuff. She found $5,000 worth of stuff in her house that she could sell. That's a lot of money. That was a free commercial for Terry. Now, let's just finish here. Jesus is the author of your faith, and so you can move forward. People that are in that gravitational pull, they don't have the strength to come out. Now, this is very important. You hear me? They've complained and complained and complained. They don't have the strength to come out. You have to have the strength to come out. And you're not going to get it watching TV. You're going to get it from the Word of God. You can watch preaching and that'll help. But you've got to get the strength, and you're going to get the strength by doing what many of you did when I started this sermon. Rejoice. Yes. Be thankful. There's strength in that. What the joy of the Lord is our weakness? No, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I'm just going to rejoice in you, Lord. I'm just going to rejoice. I'm just going to be happy. I'm just going to rejoice. I'm just going to be grateful anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So they don't have any strength. Now, I want to show you, I have proof of this, okay? When we praise and thank God, we aren't just saying some lovely words. Walk with me. There's power in praise. There's power in thanksgiving. I want you to listen to Psalm 8, 1 and 2. How majestic, O Lord, our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. From the lips of children and infants, you have ordained praise. Now listen to this. Because of your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. Now, he equates praise with strength. He is saying here that he ordained praise to silence the enemy. He ordained it to the way you're going to silence the enemy. What does devil mean? Diabolo in the Greek. Diabolo. It means hitting until penetration. So he'll try to, you're going to fail. And then when, or you don't have enough until you take it and open your big mouth and say, "Well, we're not going to have enough." You with me?
Yeah.
Or you complain. But this says that praise silences. Praise silences the enemy. Praise God. Praise God. Praise silence the enemy. Thank you, Lord. You see why it's brought into existence now. silences the enemy. Because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. How many of y'all have complained over the women's restrooms? You're not going to raise your hand. Oh, two of you did. Y'all were stopping the progress. And now you don't do it anymore, do you?
No.
Don't get mad at me. Everybody's complained about something. We set you free on that. Don't worry. We find no fault in you.
Amen.
We find no fault in you. Okay. Now, but what are you stopping? What are you stopping that could happen? You know that old lady of mine?
Oh.
Ooh, I'm getting daggers already. If she'd just straighten up. All the husbands are smiling at their wives. And see, that kind of stuff right there just stops him from having the wife he would love. Well, this old car. Well, here it is. Well, I don't know why they don't do what I want them to do over at the church. Won't you just pray? I always love, no, that's a lie. I always can't stand the one that comes, I like the person, but I hate their behavior when they come to me and say, you know what y'all should do? Y'all, you go to church here. But it's always a suggestion to help them out of what they're uncomfortable with. But they're actually, if they've been at home complaining about it, it's actually them that is stopping what we could be doing here. Yeah, I just really don't like the praise and worship. Maybe we'd sing a song if you'd quit complaining about it. Meddling, but helpful. So, I have a particular potato chip I like. It's called Siete. Right? Okay. Because it has nothing in it but avocado and the avocado oil and the chip and sea salt. Okay. So it's and they don't want to have it at the store where I want it to be. So that was my test. And we were over in that one over there, which is not my store of choice, but, cause I like HEB Plus, you know. But, so I was in there and I was like, hey, I just don't have any, you know. And so I was like, okay, Lord, well, thank you, Jesus. And I'm walking along and all of a sudden I hear, go to the health food side. And I'm like, oh, okay. Well, they were way up on the very top shelf. But I would have probably totally missed it if I just had a bad attitude about it.
Right.
That's as simple as it is. You might totally just miss the good chip, the good job, the good food, the good waitress, the good person to wait on you. If you already go in with the attitude that it's not going to be a good experience. Believe me, I'm preaching to myself. Dread needs to leave us.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want to. Now, some of you are about to face that, going to the relatives. And you may be thinking, yeah, you know what's about to happen. But Keith Moore taught us what to say. It's so good to see you. Instead of, how you doing, Aunt Molly? I'm going to go outside on the porch. You know, I mean, you're just going to have to buck up and let the Holy Ghost flow. And be thankful. All right, now let's finish. Praise stops Satan in his tracks. It's a weapon we use to call a halt to Satan's maneuvers. It stops him from convincing you that you didn't have what you believed and prayed for. It'll stop him. Thank you. Nuh-uh, I have my healing. No, devil. No. No, 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 no. You're going to know in Jesus' name. You're not coming in here. Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Psalm 9, 1 through 4. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart and tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For I have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. When, say when.
When.
Look at somebody, say when.
When.
When the enemies are turned back. Did not say if. Said when they turn back. When they turn back. When they turn back. And they will. There's an expiration date on all trouble. When your enemies turn back. Listen, if there's any adversary challenging you today, begin to praise the Lord. Begin to thank Him. Decide today to cultivate this life of thanksgiving. Exercise your vital weapon of warfare against the enemy, because that's exactly what this is. And they will turn back. They will turn back. And the peace and the victory that Jesus has brought will come forth in your life. And you're going to see remarkable recovery. Now, we'll talk about the elephant in the nation here for a minute. Oh, no, I shouldn't have said that. Wrong animal. Lord, that was good. It just watch your complaining about the side you disagree with. You can have righteous indignation, but make sure you're righteous about it. And not just run. You can say, you know what? Now they've come out with this. But what's your attitude about it? Yeah. We say that's defeated. Yeah. Now they're going to try to do this, and I say that's defeated. And now they're going to try to make you want to, and I say that's defeated. Yeah. We have freedom. And you know, watch how you handle that, and we'll turn this thing around. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, you're so good. So I'm going to ask you this question as we start closing here. Where will you be next year? Will things be better? And, you know, they could be worse if the devil's unhindered in his work of killing, stealing, and destroying. It could be worse. But we can hinder him. Amen. Amen. So it's time to make a choice. Developing a grateful, thankful heart is going to get you all the way down the road. It's going to be great. Participate in some thanksgiving. Thank him all day long. Thank him for things. Put a alarm on your phone and go, oh, I'm going to stop and thank the Lord. Danny does that all the time to confess her scriptures. I always hear her alarm go off and she's confessing something. And so just say, oh, Lord, I just want to thank you. Do it at Dr. Pepper time. What's Dr. Pepper time? Where's Jordan? Oh, he's going, 10, 2, and 4. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hey, how about that? I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything. Thank you so much, Lord. And make it from your heart. Amen.